Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. The weeks of hot, dry weather across much of Indiana has the state's farmers worried as they watch the ground harden and their crops struggle. Central Indiana is on pace for perhaps its driest July on record, with the state's eastern half already in low-level drought conditions. Indianapolis utility officials say high water demand is to blame for more than 30 water main breaks during the past week around the city, and water customers have been asked to not water their lawns since last week in order to reduce consumption. The Marion County Health Department has detected mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus in Center and Franklin townships. Traps are located throughout the county and are used for monitoring mosquitoes. Last year, there were 3 confirmed human cases of West Nile virus in Marion County. The health department will hold its annual back-to-school family date tomorrow. Free backpacks with school supplies will be available. There will be a fire department safety festival, and kids can get sports physicals and immunizations. The event runs from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. at 38th and Rural. Ground broken this morning on a $16 million housing project for low-income senior citizens. Lafayette Landings will be at the site of the vacant Airway Mall, which is being torn down in the 2300 block of Lafayette Road. And practice today at 1 o'clock and 3:15 p.m. for the Brickyard 400. Qualifying is tomorrow with a race on Sunday afternoon. WFYI weather today, increasing clouds with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Today's high 89, overnight low 70. Mostly sunny tomorrow through Tuesday with highs through the period near 91. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.